What's up? You guys are listening to a Velvet's Edge podcast. This is actually a life update podcast with my friend Pip Pomeranz. I did a podcast with her at the very beginning of the Velvet's Edge podcast because one, she's a total boss babe and just complete badass. She's a video producer and she also is a children's book author and just an all-around amazing human being. But she has a really cool story. And for anyone who's been struggling with infertility or actually having a child, getting pregnant, any of those things, I find her super inspiring. She went through 8 miscarriages. She had a surrogate carrying twins for her that did not make it. They passed away. And still kept fighting and has now welcomed 2 twins via surrogate to her world, Hunter and Andy. They're so cute. I recently got to go to LA and visit them, and we just wanted to give you guys the update. I had so many of y'all message me and ask how she was doing, ask if the babies made it, and they did, and it's such a cool story. So here's Pip. Oh my gosh, Pip. I am here catching up with my friend Pip Pomeranz.
Is
that how you say it? I said it right, right?
Yeah.
Your name is always
Pippi.
Pippi. Philippa. Philippa. I did a podcast with Pip when I first started the Velvet's Edge podcast, and we told your story of having 5 miscarriages, going through a surrogate, and then losing those babies. And then you had just found out that your new surrogate was pregnant.
Yes.
On the podcast. And so I've had so many messages from people saying, what's happened with Pip? Did she have her babies?
Aww.
And so I wanted to kind of give the people the update.
Yes. Well, you've just seen the shit show that is.
Yeah. So she had her babies.
Yes. We have the babies and they're 2 months old.
And they're adorable.
Yeah, they're 2 months old. I can't believe it.
I just walked into Pip's place and one of them would start crying and then you pick up that one and another one, so you put the other one down and the other one starts crying. Twins.
I know. We had them. We got our babies.
They're adorable.
Oh, they're so, so, so sweet. So yeah, I don't know what you want to know. What do you want to know?
Well, I want to know everything, but before we get into how amazing Hunter and Andy are,
yeah,
would you go back and kind of tell a little bit about your story for those who maybe missed the first podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. So this has been an 8-year journey for us, having Hunter and Andy in front of us. It's actually still so hard to believe that they actually made their way to us, but it's been an 8-year journey. I've had over 8 miscarriages. I was just trying to work out how many rounds of IVF, but it was over 15 rounds of IVF.
Oh God.
And then we had a surrogate who got pregnant with twins, and something went terribly wrong, and we naturally had them at 23 weeks and they did not make it. So Parker was alive for 56 minutes and Andy, Parker and Ellie. And Ellie was alive for 21 minutes. And I thought our journey was over. And it was quite early on in the heartbreak. I was sort of, you know, on your knees and you're just, my heart was broken. And I realized, you know, that if there was a way to keep going, we had 3 embryos left. And it was like, okay, do we keep going or not? And how financially can we do it?
Because right,
it's extremely expensive. And I mean, talk about having a great fertility team, so to speak, around us. And everyone sort of really rallied around and helped us make our dreams come true. So we found another surrogate pretty quickly. And then Mother's Day last year, she miscarried again. So it was one of those things that I was like 2 days before Mother's Day when I was meant to be a mother.
Right.
And then my new surrogate had a miscarriage and I was like, okay, well, and I literally went back into this dark hole and I thought this was not my place. This was not my cycle to become a mother and, you know, next life and all that sort of stuff. And then I don't know how, but she was actually really in the forefront of going, no, I want to go straight away again. I'm all drugged up. I've got, you know what I mean? Like I want to go again. And so really I've got her to thank for really stepping up to the plate and going up. And then we actually put two embryos in because there was a 30, you go from a 35% chance to a 50% chance of falling pregnant with if you put a second embryo in. And I was like, please, dear God, just one. Please, dear God.
But not just one.
Imagine telling your husband.
Yeah, you're like, surprise. Yeah,
I was like, ah, babe.
I've always been in awe of you. How in the world did you continue to pick yourself back up and keep trying? Were you just so determined in your mind that this was something you wanted for your life?
I think, yeah. I think you get on this sort of, it was never, you know, I waited later on to decide, like, I wasn't one of those girls that were like, I'm always going to be a mom. So that it hit me a lot later on. And I think it was finding the right life partner. Does that make sense?
100% total sense to
me. So Joshy and I met a little later. We met at 35. And, you know, it's not really later, but, you know, but by the time we dated and then got married and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But it was that he was the right person for me. So then you kick into gear, and then it was just, I just was so determined. I was like, screw that.
Yeah.
No, nobody's telling me no. Not down here or the person upstairs. I was like, no.
Couldn't hear it.
No. And I was like, I don't know. Every time I held one of my friend's babies, I was just like, why is this not me? Why is this not me? Because we had so much love to give, you know, and you watch the news and you watch other people that you really, that really shouldn't be parents. And you're like, that gets you crazy. Yeah. So I think I just got in this.
Determined.
I just got Scorpio'd on this. No, nobody tells me no.
Well, do you feel like now, can you look back and say, okay, this happened at exactly the right time. These two, Hunter and Andy, are the babies I was supposed to have in this life. Like, what does it feel like now?
So we've got Parker and Ellie's. I got a watercolor done because I didn't want photos. And I got a watercolor done and I have the watercolor of Parker and Ellie above their change table, and we say good morning to them every morning. Mm. And I thank them, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have these beautiful babies. Mm. I'm gonna cry too.
I always end up crying.
But it's so true. And someone told me that they're our rainbow babies. Yeah. And you know, it's like they are. And I'm just so grateful. I can have gratitude in my heart because I have them. But if we didn't fall pregnant, if we didn't have a baby, I think I'd be in a completely different space. So that's where I sort of really challenge everyone to never give up on their dreams.
That's what I was going to say to you, is what would you say to someone who has the dream but maybe it's not working out?
Call me. I will be your biggest cheerleader, honestly. Yeah. I just think you've got to have hope in your heart. You do have to have sheer determination, but it will happen. You just have to keep going, you know, and and have a supportive partner too.
I think that's huge.
I think it's really huge, because if he had have said, babe, I literally can't do this, then we would have had a different outcome. You know, because he just supported what I wanted, you know.
Totally. You couldn't have done it on your own.
No way, Jose.
You've been very encouraging about the freezing egg situation. Yeah. We've talked a lot about that. Yeah. So you're a big proponent of all of the medical things you can do now, right?
1,000%.
Really?
1,000%. I mean,
tell me more about your take.
I think it's really important to protect yourself as a woman, and not have to choose a partner out of desperation, out of time ticking. I think there's some sort of safety and just buys you a little bit more time. It doesn't necessarily buy you all the time in the world, but it does buy you a little bit of time. If we hadn't have had the opportunity to have a surrogate, and that I think is really mind-blowing in one sense. In Australia, surrogacy is still illegal.
Right, you told me that last podcast. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, that's why part of the reason why we stayed here as well. I think we're in the day and age that why not take it? We all do, you know, we all get Botox. We all do all the other bits and pieces that we can, technology in every aspect of our life. Why the heck not?
Right.
I don't believe it's playing with what's meant to be. I really don't.
How hard was it on your body? You said you did how many rounds?
Over 15.
That is, my head wants to pop off my body about that.
I mean, you've seen me in very cavallari. I finally feel like, I've been puffy for 8 years.
I can't imagine though, because you're pumping your body full of this stuff, and they say that, like, you bloat and
you do. And it's really hard to watch me. I'm very cavallari sometimes. I mean, in my heart, I'm not, you know, but I feel like since having them, I've just shredded. Like, I feel so in my body finally.
Really?
It's the weirdest thing. I just feel calm. I feel, I don't know, but. You've got to do it. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm sure you were holding on to so much grief too.
Oh, and you stress know? And...
Right.
You know, all of that sort of stuff. And that sort of happiness shines through now.
Right. You know? Rainbows and sunshine. Isn't that what you always... what did you say? Rainbows and sunshine. Okay, so tell us what it's like to be a mom. Is it everything you thought it would be and more?
I'm so tired. I'm so tired.
Twins is crazy. Okay,
here's the crazy thing. My body hurts like shit.
What do you mean?
I'm so sore. I'm like, think about it. You're lifting weights
all the time.
Literally, like, and my wrists hurt. It's like,
you're like getting a workout.
Nobody warned me, which is kind of good. I mean, I think being a mom is. It's just incredible. It still hasn't really hit me.
Really?
I only just thought the other day, oh my God, I've got babies for Easter. I used to do ballet and I'm like, it was literally, oh my gosh, Andy could do ballet. Like, it's only literally seeping in that I've got the babes.
Yeah.
Because it's been such a long journey. If that makes any weird
sense. Well, it does make total sense. And also, Hunter, we should say, was in the hospital for, 5 weeks after he was born?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was. Of course, it wasn't easy getting them here. I was like.
Naturally.
I mean, let's talk about it. But we had the babies. The babies came at 35 weeks.
Okay.
Which was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, she was, our surrogate was on bed rest for most of the pregnancy because she had a rupture in her placenta.
Oh my gosh.
So it was, I was nervous.
Did you think it was going to happen all over again?
Yeah, I did. To be totally honest, I was we were really nervous. And so we were just trying to get to Christmas. It was like I set goals. And so I literally watch Hallmark movies in October to Christmas movies.
I have other friends who do that too.
Of course I did. Just to will them here for Christmas. Yeah. And then we got to New Year's. And thank God Hallmark has New Year movies too.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I digress. But it was we just were doing benchmarks and we just wanted to get then to the new year. And we got to the 31st of January and our little miracles came in. We were there for the birth. Hunter came out first via C-section and then Andy, and then they got whipped up to the NICU because
they were just Hunter too small.
Hunter was a lot smaller.
Yeah.
Still quite
like
good.
How small?
So what he was 4'11".
Oh my gosh,
and
so little.
Andy was 5'5".
Okay.
And then they lose, I didn't know this, but the babies lose a lot of weight when they come out. So Hunter dropped right down to like 4.
So
and
little.
And she dropped down to 5. She was in the NICU for 48 hours, so that's quite standard. And then he ended up being there for 5 weeks because he wasn't feeding properly. He was too busy like looking around,
right.
And like he's so not into it. And it just was oh, it's just torture juggling then one at home and then one at Cedars. But lucky we live so close to the hospital. I had major PSD. What is it? PS, what's post-traumatic
stress disorder? PS,
yeah.
PTSD.
Because I then thought Hunter wasn't going to survive. And the last time, because of Parker and Ellie, I literally would go into the NICU and just bawl crying. Just cry. It was quite a lonely experience. And then you watch other parents come in and out, and everyone's nervous in there, so to speak. So it was quite confronting. But finally he came out. And then it was like on.
Game on.
And he likes to scream. He's a screamer.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier when I walked in. I think he was crying. So then you handed me Andy, and then she was fine. But then she picked him up, and then she started crying, and then he started crying. It was just like twins, man.
I know.
I mean, is it just always, it's a constant, one needs something.
It is. And you find yourself juggling in ways, right. Like your body moves in like different ways. I have had my leg out holding like the pacifier with my toe in a mouth, like holding the other one like with the bottle. Like it's crazy the things that you come up with like just to do, but it's all I know, and it's kind of fun and cute.
Well, now you can be done. You've got your two.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so cute. They're so cute. I can't.
Do you guys still have the charity that you set up after Ellie and Parker died?
Pom Poms and Stardust.
Pom Poms and Stardust. And people can find that on pompomsandstardust.com, yes. Correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that tell a little bit about what that is.
So what we're doing, you know, it's taken a little time working out what to do. So we're going to be picking every year, we'll pick something to do with IVF surrogacy research, an established charity, and give to them.
Love that.
Just so that it remains a big focus. We're very busy with the babes now, so but it's so passionate. It's such a passion of ours to give back to everyone that was so great to us. So we're going to do one outdoor event every year under the stars.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so we're going to do this summer, we're going to do a movie outdoors, outdoor movie, and you know, a live band, and we've written a song. Mother of Angels, Toby's written it with me. So we're going to perform that and then do all the sales to that for the charity.
That's amazing to give back.
Yeah.
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 So what would you, last words of advice to anyone going through anything similar, IVF or not able to get pregnant? I mean, obviously you're just a testament to fight for what you want.
I just think you just said it best, Kel. You just have to go for it and don't ever let anyone say no, you know. And if you know in your heart tells you when to keep on going and when to stop. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think, yeah.
And yours just always said keep going.
You just have to keep going.
Wow.
Rainbows and butterflies, sunshine. sunshine, baby.
Well, speaking of which, we're going to go snuggle with these babies. Yeah. My ovaries are like screaming. So
we'll get you there.
Yeah. Pip, thank you so much. I hope everyone enjoyed this update. Where can people find you if they want more info about what you went through?
If you just, meaning?
Like Instagram, maybe?
Yeah,
is that good?
Instagram.
What's your Instagram handle?
@pippypom. I was going to say .com.
She's
That's a good
sleepy.
One, isn't it? I'm so sleepy. I'm sorry, you guys. Pippi Pom on Insta.
And Pippi Pom.
Yeah, and I encourage everyone to DM me, because honestly, I will answer you and I'm here for you.
And also, people can see you on Very Cavallari for your last hoorah in Mexico with us. We dragged her to Mexico right before the babies came. We were like, you need this trip.
It was literally like, it was 2 weeks before the babies
came. I know,
came,
but aren't you so glad now that you went?
I don't know. I haven't seen the episode.
Okay, fair.
No, of course I was. I mean, it was amazing.
It was nice to get a little sunshine.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Spend time with your friends right before the babies
came.
I loved it.
Who
knows when we'll be able to do that again, you know?
Come on.
Well, true. You'll always find a way.
Babies travel, don't they?
Yeah.
No, it's exciting.
All right. Well, you guys tune into that. Find Pip on Instagram and let us know if you have any more questions. Thanks so much, Pip.
Love you, babe.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. This is Kelly Henderson, and you've been listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast. I truly believe that every one of us has a little velvet and a little edge. So it's so important to remember that to be strong, you must be soft too. Thank you so much for sharing in those stories with me. You can follow Velvet's Edge on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as velvetsedge.com. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me every Wednesday for more conversations on lifestyle, beauty, and relationships. Thanks for listening.